This is Mary Jane, and I'm outside Soma with Deer and the Headlights.
My name is PJ. I play guitar, and I love broccoli.
My name is Ian, and I sing for the band and play acoustic guitar.
Hello, my name is Robert, and I play bass guitar in the band.
And we would dance there in the kitchen till we couldn't catch our breath.
So why did you guys decide to name yourselves Deer and the Headlights instead of the like more common term Deer in the Headlights?
The saying? I don't know. We just thought it was like, I don't know. It's some poor attempt at being clever and... I don't know, it gives it kind of a 50s vibe or something. I don't know. It's nothing special, really. It's just like
and it's
some...
not the animal. It's like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
But nobody is Deer and no one is Headlights. Just...
Well, the album you guys have got out now is called Small Steps, Heavy Hooves. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the music that's on it?
Well,
it's good. It's good music.
Robert thinks it's good. I guess I can't really like describe it
it's
on
like,
any...
It's like describing... purple to somebody that's blind. You know, like, you have, if you're going to describe music, you're not going to be able to describe it correctly. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to describe it to someone, I would just say, listen to it. And sometimes people like it.
It's rock music, and it's listenable.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any tracks off the album that you guys are particularly fond of?
There's a lot of tracks on the album I used to be particularly fond of. But we have so many new songs now that I like all those a lot more. But if I had to pick anything off the record that I'm still fond of...
I think I'm Bored, You're Amorous.
Is that
one of my favorite,
yeah. I like It's Getting Easy and Midwestern Dirt a lot.
I like Grace and Happy in Love a lot.
How do you guys feel about musicians who write love songs?
I think it's great.
Awesome.
Love is one of the most important things in life, and I mean, I would think it'd be hard not to, whether it's love of Satan or if it's love of a, you know, a woman or a man.
I was actually thinking about this question the other day. Not this specific question, but I think this really sad thing has happened in music that people now are going to great lengths to sound very detached and unemotional in their writing process, because now if you write anything that's real personal or emotional on any level, you get labeled as like emo. And so I think people are, a lot of bands I think are trying very hard to
like the love songs,
yeah,
kind of become this like cookie cutter kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's funny because this song that As Tall As Lions right now is playing love, 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 love.
But I think that it's kind of, it's, I don't know. Love songs have been written, you know, from the beginning of time. I don't think that there's anything remotely wrong with it, or I don't know, pretty much every song the Beatles wrote was about love. So I don't know. I think
they're
it's
okay.
I think it's a great
pretty
thing.
Good,
yeah.
Man.
I think it's
Beatles,
a great thing to write
yeah,
about,
yeah.
Honestly. I think it's a great thing to write about.
Okay, so you guys are on tour and it looks like you've got a pretty heavy touring schedule coming up.
Oh, yeah.
How do you guys kill time when you're on the road?
8-hour drives.
Yeah, that kills time.
It kills a huge section of the day. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time to kill, really.
Yeah, we're pretty busy.
Especially being the opening band, you know, we drive for 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours in a day, and then we get here and like right at the time that we're supposed to load all of our stuff on the stage, and we run our own merch, and PJ, our guitar player, is also our tour manager, so like nobody's taking care of anything for us, so it's kind of like there's almost busy. Like no spare time to really screw around at all until we're done playing, but then that's all taken up by like trying to get some dinner and trying to sell merch and
interviews,
trying to have a beer and like 15 minutes of sitting down. I don't know. I do in the van to kill time. We listen to a lot of music, and I've books. Kind of picked up reading a lot lately. So,
yeah,
and sleeping. I love to.
I'm pretty good at sleeping. I do that a lot.
Well, what are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book right now called Walden, written by Henry David Thoreau, and I don't know. It's about this guy who went into the woods in like the 1840s and chopped down a bunch of trees and made himself a cabin and lived there for like 3 years, and he kind of wrote about all his theories on society. And
was that the book that you said everyone needs to read the first 14 pages?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Change your life.
Yeah.
Well, what is the band Deer in the Headlights trying to accomplish with your music?
We're just trying to write songs that we like, and I don't know, I mean, maybe we can get a few people to agree with us in that, you know what I mean, in that realm. But really, I think all we're trying to do is just write songs that we like. We like playing music, and we like singing, and we like playing guitar and drums and bass, and so
why not organize it?
Yeah, so why not get out on the road and, you know, play it for people. And it's not really like we're trying to accomplish anything except for enjoying ourselves.
Well, I saw on your website that you guys were going to play Lollapalooza. Did you get a chance to do that?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
How was that?
It was amazing.
It was, yeah, it was the weirdest day of my entire life, probably. I don't know. It was weird to, it was great. I don't know. I can't, so much crazy stuff happened. And
I think we all definitely consider it like one of the best moments of music that we've all had, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, we were the first band on Saturday to play. And when we started, there was two people watching us. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the first song, there was probably like 800 people. Like, just like, because it just opened and like people heard music and they're like, oh, great. And they just ran over and
yeah,
they liked it, I guess.
How was it to play a festival setting?
It was fun. It was really cool because we got to play, and that was a great experience. And then we got to enjoy the entire weekend. So we saw, I mean, I saw Daft Punk, and that was like one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I watched Blonde Redhead from like behind the stage, and like saw Danny Masterson from that 70s show. I don't know. It was just the festivals are just really awesome. I'm glad there's so many.
A lot of our like very favorite bands played it, so everyone was pretty excited to see a lot of the people that played.
I met Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and that was like the high
awesome.
Thrill of a lifetime for me. So, I don't know. It was really great. It was really fun, and I was really happy that we played first, because then we could just hang out and like watch all the cool bands that we respect so much, you know, play the rest of the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm like a paper cup with a pinprick. You can fill me up or stay full for a while. And wisdom's only shown me that my loneliness is all my fault. And it's all my fault. And I don't.
What's the first thought that runs through your head when you guys wake up?
Man, it's hot in here.
Yeah, it's hot in here. Like, am I sweating? When's lunch?
I guess it depends on the day, really. But,
yeah. Or I'm hungover. Or something like that.
I don't know. Thoughts right away.
I usually sing a song the first second I wake up every day. So I don't know if I'm really thinking about it, but I'll wake up and instantly hum a tune. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a involuntary action at this point. At first, that's just like, shit.
Like
I'm tired.
Or after a full night of sleeping on the floor, I just wake up. Ow, my neck. My neck's, it hurts.
Yeah, these guys do a huge favor to me and let me have the bed every night in a hotel room because I have to get really good sleep if I'm able to sing at all the next day. And so they're always stuck sleeping on the floor almost every single night, which
they're in the van.
I greatly appreciate. So I guess their thoughts waking up are probably different than mine.
just pretty much discomfort in every aspect.
Okay, well, when you guys play a show, do you have any pre or post routines that you go through?
Tracking down the band.
Yeah, usually it's someone finds out that we're supposed to go on in 5 minutes and we're in some crazy mad panic to find everybody. Most of the time we're just asking, where's Mark? That's our drummer. He seems to always...
right now, where is Mark?
Yeah, he seems to always be off doing something. But for me, I try to warm up and do, a good 15, 20 minutes of vocal warm-up stuff before I go on. And yeah, nothing too complicated, really. We usually write our set list the minute we're walking on stage or 2 minutes before everything. Nothing's planned, really, and we change the set list pretty much every night, so.
Okay, what's the last movie you guys saw?
Dogville.
I watched the documentary on the Flaming Lips called The Fearless Freaks. Mm-hmm. That was the last thing I saw.
We were at home last night and I watched Knocked Up and the movie in the dollar movies. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I guess.
Have you seen that Flaming Lips documentary?
No, but everyone, 5 people mentioned it in the last 2 days.
You'll
to me.
Like,
it's crazy.
Do you like the Flaming Lips at all?
Yeah, I just saw them over the weekend.
You did? Oh, you saw them?
I got to dance on stage with
them. Holy crap.
Why? How'd you do that?
Because I know people.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It was really exciting.
You watch that movie and you'll Wayne Coyne, the singer of that band, you just want him to be your dad, the second that movie's over.
Well, are you guys looking forward to any stop in particular on the tour you're on right now?
I think we're all looking forward to San Francisco.
Yeah.
A lot.
Definitely.
It's a really cool town.
We've played California two or three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just ends up never really working out, and so, I don't know, I'm just excited to be in California because I grew up here.
The last 3 shows that we had planned for LA and in this area and all got canceled. I got a sinus infection for one, and the other one just randomly, we just got called that day saying, you guys aren't playing the show. So I'm just okay.
I have some friends in LA and here in San Diego. It's pretty cool to be able to see them on the road. So some people are stopping by later.
One of our favorite towns is Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I think, we've done so much more touring on the East Coast that it seems a lot of our favorite stops have been on the East Coast. But that's just because we know it better at this point, which is weird being an Arizona band and being way more familiar with the East Coast. But it just hasn't worked out that we've been able to play the West Coast. So I am looking forward to Colorado and San Francisco a lot.
Okay, well, what's coming up in the future for Deer in the Headlights? What are you guys most excited about?
I'm really excited about recording our next record.
I'm excited for Christmas. And
Thanksgiving,
we're going to be on the road, so we're going to probably have to hit up a Denny's or something.
Hometown buffet, man.
Yeah,
ooh,
hometown
buffet. The best chocolate milk. Oh, that is the best chocolate milk in the world.
This guy drinks chocolate milk every day.
I was at Hometown Buffet once, and I drank 7 glasses of chocolate milk. It was in Portland, actually. I drank 7 glasses and was so sick afterwards.
I'm excited for the rest of this year, and I'm excited for the tours that we're on, and I'm also really, really excited about all of the new songs that we've been working on and writing. I'm excited to try to get Robert to be in our band permanently.
I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Well, I always end my interviews with the same three questions. So, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Like, what's an example? What's one of yours?
He says guy like every other second.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. How you doing, guy?
I refer to everyone as, like, something guy. Like, yeah. Mark's always, like, on the backseat of the van, so I just, like, call him seat guy.
Backseat guy.
Or gadget guy, because he's always playing with computers and stuff.
Yeah, he has
a lot of
gadgets. So many gadgets.
I don't know. What's one of yours?
Like, mine's suck a chump.
Suck
a chump?
Yeah.
I like the word janky.
That's a good one.
Janky?
Yeah, to describe like something that's just like
we don't have we don't have
shabby. Not too shabby
slang terms so much as we just like make nicknames up for each other all the time.
Plus, like, I don't really consider it like slang just because that's what I'm used to. Like, I don't know that it's that much different than other people until they mention it, and then
kicked?
I forget about it.
I like whack
kicked
ass.
And trees, trees, kicked. And kicked. And
hang out
hey, you wanna hang out or chill? Or I like saying chill down,
you guys,
instead of chill out.
You guys wanna relax somewhere?
You wanna go relax for a bit?
I don't know.
Everyone has nicknames, I think. You don't have one.
I don't know. No, giant. Call me
Giant.
He's
Giant or
Eon.
Coco never.
No, we call him on this on this tour. Robert has been dubbed Rubba. Instead of Robert. Rubba Jace, actually.
Yeah, Rubba Jace. Play that bass.
Because the name Jace is ridiculous and it rhymes with bass. And this guy goes by... his name's PJ, but it's Paul Joseph, but we call him Peter Jangles. And,
or Stinger.
PJ Stinger. Or Janglehoof. I call him Jangles, mostly.
Okay, what's your drink of choice?
Guinness.
Or just any drink? Or, okay. Water?
Probably chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I like drinking a Gatorade and filling it with water so it has the slight hint of... Soap. Oh, that's gross. I hate that.
Soapy water.
Yeah, soapy water.
Wait, is water really your favorite drink?
I love water.
You like Johnny Walker on the rocks.
Oh, yeah. I love Johnny Walker on the rocks.
Okay, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I think
guys,
it looks pretty.
I think, yeah.
PJ looks great in eyeliner.
I do.
I think it's a very, very pretty thing when you put it on people's eyes.
You know what's strange is people get eyeliner tattooed on their eyes.
Yeah.
I work with two bussers that tattooed their eyebrows on.
All right, well, do you guys have anything you'd like to say to fans listening?
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and thanks for agreeing with us.
Thanks for agreeing. we don't know that.
Well, if they're fans, then they agree with something we're doing.
It's true.